Hello, I am Bernard Dan, Editor-in-Chief of Developmental Medicine and Child Neurology. I recently wrote an editorial entitled, What Does Race Mean in Neurodisability Studies? Today I'm having a conversation about this complex issue with Jamie Slaughter-Acey, a prominent epidemiologist who has in-depth insights into gender and race issues. Jamie, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with me. As an epidemiologist, what would you say makes a good variable?
Well, a good variable is one with minimal measurement error and a clear definition. So in essence, it maps on to the construct or concept that you are interested in studying, and it has good reliability and validity.
And if we take neurodevelopmental studies, in which the concepts might be narrowed down, how can we think about such classical variables as sex?
So, I think in terms of sex, one of the things that I think we have to be really clear about in our epidemiologic studies is asking ourselves, what do we mean by sex, right? So, are we using sex as a biological variable, or are we using sex as a social construct? And of course, this all depends upon whether, let's say, you're looking at risk factors that lead to the incidence of neurodevelopmental disorders, or if your question is even more specific to within the intrapartum period, postpartum period, early childhood period, etc., because that variable can take on different meanings, right? And it can also be used differently. So whether or not sex is used as a control variable, a confounder, a main predictor, an explanatory variable, or effect modifier matters. We have to take time to understand our questions and be really thoughtful and specific in our wording so that people can understand why we are using sex in the way we're using it in our study.
I suppose it's not necessarily an either-or issue. When we look at intellectual disability or autism spectrum, for example, it is not obvious to ascribe the recorded differences to biology or social constructs.
I think that is correct. That's where I think being specific in the language we use, in the research questions we pose, is important. If we don't speak to why we're looking at this difference, it becomes sort of a moot exercise.
No ethnic groups have also been felt to be relevant, and in the US in particular, there remains an emphasis on self-reported race, while in many other places, race has become less used as a variable.
So, race ethnicity in the United States is, I think, in a way, very unique, in part because of the United States' history with respect to the African slave trade, laws and policies that define who is white versus non-white, and racial segregation. And so as we've progressed and challenged these structures of racism and the racist ideas that support these structures, including the idea that race is a biological construct, we've seen this shift away from saying race has biological meaning towards the recognition that race is a social construct. We are, I think, getting better in our studies in saying or asking what race is a proxy for.
What is it a proxy for?
Race ethnicity, because of their being social constructs, they help us to monitor the presence of racial ethnic inequalities that stem from systems of oppression.
Do you think that results from studies using black and white variables in studies from the US compare with those categories that might be used elsewhere, say in Brazil or in the UK?
I don't know if they are 100% comparable. While both the United States and Latin America have histories of racism and colonization, the formation of ideas around racial categorization in the United States versus Latin America makes race as a social construct operate differently within each. So, for example, the United States adopted the one-drop rule, where one drop of African blood or ancestry designated one as black for the purposes of slavery and other policies that equated privilege with whiteness. And Latin America, racial categories are more phenotypically based, with color being primary. I would also say that while race is used in the United States and ethnicity or nationality tend to be used in more in Europe, I would say that there are experiences of discrimination associated with each that have consequences on health in both places because of the history of slavery, colonization, globalization, and immigration. I think we have to recognize that the history of race began developing before America became the colonies. But at the same time, we have to recognize that there has been pushback against this idea of race being seen as immutable biological variable that appears over history. And so this idea that race is not a biological variable is not a new debate, and it really shouldn't be a debate at all.
I must say, I didn't realize the issues had that level of complexity. Now, where do you think we're heading for, not in terms of culture or politics, but epidemiology and clinical science?
I don't know if we're moving away from using the variable race. I think we're moving away from race being talked about in our epidemiologic studies as a biological variable or a proxy for genetic admixture. I think we are moving towards sort of a demand by readers, peer reviewers, and editors or authors to be clear about what race is a proxy for in our studies. If all we have is race, I think we're moving towards other requirements. We need recommendations for us to not just be okay with only having the variable race and using it as a proxy for the construct that we're really interested in.
Well, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.